Both.
Amidst the bitter cold, Minnesota is again feeling the heat from Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem sharing this video today showing federal agents at several child care centers investigating allegations of fraud.
Healthcare here, healthcare right here.
The tips aren't from the FBI. They're from a video posted this weekend by YouTuber Nick Shirley, which was seen more than 100 million times.
While we have questions about some of the methods that were used in the video, we do take the concerns that the video raises about fraud very seriously.
State officials today also visiting some of the sites and told CBS News two centers had already shut down earlier this year. CBS News also reviewed nearly a dozen daycares mentioned by Shirley. All but two have active licenses, and some were inspected as recently as 3 weeks ago. Many centers, like this one in South Minneapolis, were cited and fined for safety violations, but investigators found no evidence of fraud. Daycares aside, the land of 10,000 lakes has been reeling from what prosecutors warn is a $9 billion COVID-era fraud scandal. Earlier this month, CBS News detailed how a group of convicted fraudsters stole $250 million of taxpayer money from a state-run program meant to help feed vulnerable children during the pandemic.
Fraud is not small. It isn't isolated. The magnitude cannot be overstated.
The majority of those arrested in the scheme were Somali Americans. Minnesota has the nation's largest Somali population.
There are 14 specific programs funded by Medicaid in Minnesota that are currently under federal and state investigation, identified as high risk for fraud. Daycare is not one of them.